I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're exploring the five most popular songs in the Billboard magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending November 9th, 2013. I'd say this week's lineup sounds like a broken record, but that might confuse our younger audience. So let's just say it's like an iPod stuck on replay. In other words, we have no changes. Drake and Majid Jordan remain in fifth place with Hold On, We're Going Home. Did you know Drake comes from a musical family? Details are on the way.
Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
Drake and Majid Jordan threatened to take up permanent residency in fifth place with Hold On, We're Going Home. Drake is Aubrey Drake Graham. His father Dennis was a drummer, and his uncle Larry Graham played bass with Sly and the Family Stone and Graham Central Station. Another uncle, Teeny Hodges, played guitar with Al Green and other soul greats. Well, last weekend, Avicii performed at the first annual YouTube Music Awards. Who collected trophies? I'll let you know after Wake Me Up, holding at number 4.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Avicii spends another week at number 4 with Wake Me Up. On Sunday, the inaugural YouTube Music Awards took place in New York City. Avicii performed on Lady Gaga's new single, Dope, but neither artist scored a prize. Korean pop group Girls' Generation took Video of the Year honors with I Got a Boy. Well, Miley Cyrus has earned a few YouTube views with her clip for Wrecking Ball, about 289 million at last count. Here on the hit list, she's swinging in place at number 3.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your world. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Miley Cyrus treads water in third place with her former champ Wrecking Ball. Katy Perry spends another week in second place with Roar, but right now that's the least of her problems. Why has Australia declared her new album hazardous? I'll explain after the song.
I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, iron, the tender, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than the lion, cause I
Perry holds the runner-up slot for another week with Roar. Officials in Australia say the deluxe edition of Katy's Prism album presents possible environmental hazards. The album comes with a small packet of seeds. Australia is cautious about letting in foreign plant material, and security officers are inspecting album copies imported from overseas. Lorde recently turned down a collaborative offer from a top pop producer. Who's the unlucky guy? I'll tell you after Royals topping the chart for a fifth week.
And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fast.
Lorde is your Hot 100 champion for a fifth straight week with Royals. The New Zealand teen turned down an offer to appear on David Guetta's next project. She even called him gross. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Lorde. You turn 17 on November 7th. What's in store for next week? Well, there's only one way to find out. Join me in 7 days. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been a Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.